Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us in this session. I will talk today about a qualitative study regarding the use of oral contraceptives among hypertensive Latinos on the US-Mexico border. And I don't have relationships to disclose. I will start presenting some statistical data about hypertension and oral contraceptive use among Latino population. Oral contraceptive pills are the most commonly used contraceptive method in the United States. 19% of women rely on this method. Nevertheless, the use of oral contraceptives is lower among Hispanic women compared with non-Hispanic white. Even though age-adjusted prevalence of hypertension is lower among Hispanics than among blacks and non-Hispanics whites women, recent data indicates that Hispanics have low rates of awareness of hypertension, treatment, and control. It is estimated that 1 in 5 Latinas age 20 and older have hypertension, and only half of them are aware that they have hypertension, and only 1 in 3 are treated by a healthcare professional. Numerous studies have shown that the oral contraceptives are safe, but some concerns about the impact of the oral contraceptives among hypertensive women have resulted in revisions by the WHO regarding the eligibility criteria for contraceptive use. The WHO and the US medical eligibility criteria for contraceptive use now recommends that women with elevated blood pressure do not use oral contraceptives unless other methods are available or acceptable. And women with blood pressure levels at or higher than 160 over 100 and women with hypertension with vascular disease should not use oral contraceptives at all, because the higher risk of myocardial infarction, stroke, and severe hypertension. This qualitative study is part of the Border Contraceptive Access Study, which is a 5-year project carried out by a team of researchers from the University of Texas at El Paso and Austin and Ibis Reproductive Health. And this project aimed to explore the access to oral contraceptives on the US-Mexico border, and specifically in El Paso, Texas, and Ciudad Juarez, Chihuahua. The researchers took advantage of the natural experiment that the US-Mexico border offered, in which women living in US cross the border and purchase hormonal contraception at low prices in Mexican pharmacies without a prescription. Between December 2006 and February 2008, interviewers recruited 532 El Paso resident oral contraceptive users who obtained their pills at clinics in El Paso, and 514 who obtained pills at pharmacies in Ciudad Juarez. Results of the quantitative study related with why women choose one source over the other and what factors influence this decision were published recently and on June. And also some data will be published very soon about the diseases or the contraindications and the comparisons between the pharmacy users versus the clinic users. But one of the most relevant findings of this quantitative study was that 8% of the sample has hypertension, and significantly more pharmacy users were found to be hypertensive compared with the clinic users. Due to this finding, we decided to perform follow-up interviews with women who have hypertension. So in our qualitative study, we aim to identify barriers to detection and control of hypertension, to explore the motivations to continue using oral contraceptives among hypertensive OC users, and identify the barriers to access to other contraceptives. So we recruited a portion of our participants through the BCA study that I described before. The BCA participants completed a series of 4 interviews, a 3-month interval, and the blood pressure was measured twice at the beginning and at the end of the final interview. And participants who were hypertensive in the final interview were invited to participate in a in-depth interview. In order to qualitatively explore the associations between hypertension and contraceptive use on both sides of the border, we decided to recruit women in Ciudad Juarez that were hypertensive and using oral contraceptives and that obtained their pills either at pharmacies or at clinics. And these participants were recruited from low-income areas of Ciudad Juarez through community workers or by local non-governmental organizations. So we recruited a total of 43 participants, 31 from the BCA study, and 12 in Ciudad Juarez, and we stratify our sample according to if they were aware or not of being hypertensive, according to the source of the pills, either the pharmacy or the clinic, and the place where they were living, Ciudad Juarez or El Paso. So we developed an interview guide that explores participants' experience with diagnostic and control of hypertension, the knowledge about the risks associated with OC use in hypertensive women, reasons to continue the oral contraceptives, experience with other contraceptive methods, and the opinions about access to these other methods of contraception. The interviews were performed at the participant's home or another place of her choosing by female interviewers from November 2008 to January 2009, and the interviewers were instructed to measure the blood pressure at the beginning and at the end of the interview. All the interviewers, the interviews were audio recorded and were transcribed, and the analysis was conducted in vivo by a team of 5 researchers. So almost half of our sample were between 30 to 39 years old. Most women were born in Mexico, were married or in a union, and had completed 9 years or fewer of education. The majority spoke Spanish at home, and 42 women were Latino, and only one was African-American. Well, this slide shows the results of the blood pressure measurement at the time the in-depth interviews were completed. And I want to mention that for the 31 BCA participant whose blood pressure was measured on 2 different days, we had 4 measurements. And that measurements were classified as borderline if the blood pressure was normal or were pre-hypertensive on one of those days. Stage 1, if both measurements were in stage 1, stage 1, 2, if one of the measures was stage 1 and one and the other one was stage 2, and stage 2 if both were on stage 2. So only 6 participants had a stage 2 hypertension consistently on both days for the women who had the measures in 2 days. And slightly fewer than half were found to have borderline hypertension, indicating that it was elevated only in one of the days it was measured. And almost 40% of the participants were not aware that they were hypertensive before they were diagnosed, and the BCA studied at the time of the interview was conducted. So the participants from El Paso And Ciudad Juarez, who were aware of being hypertensive, the majority of them were diagnostic in health facilities. We asked women if they attended health services when they experienced symptoms of hypertension, such as headache or ringing ears. And all but 7 participants said that they postponed the visit or they don't visit at all any health service for multiple reasons, but the most frequently one was that the lack of economic resources. And that was reported by 9 women from El Paso and only 1 from Ciudad Juarez. One El Paso resident who said that she had symptoms for a long period of time and she delayed the attention and she finally crossed the border to get attention. She said, "I went here to see a doctor, but they didn't want to see me because I have never had insurance. So what I did is went across the border." Other reasons that were mentioned by women for not attending these health services were low quality of the healthcare and also long waiting times. The majority of the participants reported that they measure her blood pressure regularly, and 12 women say that they did not do this. 11 of these 12 women who reported that they do not measure her blood pressure regularly were from El Paso, and 1 was from Ciudad Juarez. 8 of them obtained their pills at pharmacies. Additionally, the majority of them were not aware that they had hypertension, and they had hypertension in the stage 1 or 2. The majority of the women in El Paso reported that they measured their blood pressure regularly at department stores, in machines in department stores, or at home. And the women in Ciudad Juarez, they said that they attend public services, public clinics or private clinics, or sometimes they go to the health providers in their jobs. The majority of the participants reported that they have experienced barriers to follow indications to control hypertension, as having a healthy diet, exercising, or even taking the medications. And the most frequently mentioned barriers were lack of economic resources, followed by lack of time. Other barriers mentioned by women and that limit exercising was living in unsafe neighborhoods, lack of transportation, and also physical injuries. Well, only 7 women in our sample were aware of the higher risk of myocardial infarction and stroke associated with OC use. Several participants mentioned that they were being monitored closely for their hypertension by the providers, and they say that they were given a limited number of packs, and they were said that they needed to return in a short period of time to measure the BP. Others have been told that they need to switch to other contraceptive methods, and some women switched to less effective methods, and some of the methods mentioned were male condom or abstinence. And others continue using OCs through pharmacies in Mexico. One woman said, "I don't have any symptoms," and he said, she's referring to the provider, "Your blood pressure is high, so I can't give you pills." Some women say that the providers who monitored the blood pressure were not aware that they were taking oral contraceptives. And another woman from El Paso said, "At the clinic where I get checked and prescribed medication for blood pressure, they absolutely did not ask me anything. They only focus on the high blood pressure." Well, not surprisingly, the most frequent reason stated by women for continuing using oral contraceptives, even though they are hypertensive, is that they are highly effective. But we ask women also if they have had experience with other contraceptive methods. So we found that half of the women say that they have not used other contraceptives. And the most, the method that was more frequently mentioned that was used was hormonal injections. All but one of the participants from Ciudad Juarez reported that they have used other methods. And only one third of the El Paso participants reported that they have used other methods. So the reasons mentioned by women for not switching to other contraceptive methods were the high cost of long-term or permanent methods, such as the IUD or the tubal ligation, especially in US clinic. And one woman say, they told me that I could have the operation, but there were no funds. But I am on the list to be called as soon as there are funds. The other reason mentioned by women were administrative procedures for vasectomy and tubal ligation, and this was mentioned by Ciudad Juarez participants. So one woman said, I could not be taking contraceptives because of my high blood pressure, because I was overweight, and also my husband desired to have a vasectomy, but since his papers are not in order because his mother never registered him, and then all that was stopped. And I was left with no alternative but to keep taking contraceptives. Other reasons mentioned by participants for not switching to other, for barriers to access to methods were the lack of availability of the method in the clinic, and side effects and low effectiveness of other methods that they were offered. So, in general, women seem to be poorly informed about the risk of taking oral contraceptives being hypertensive. So there is a need to design interventions to disseminate this information. And also, more work should be done to inform women in this area about the importance of the blood pressure screening. And given that some of the women are accessing pills through pharmacies and not in clinics, at least some of these educational interventions has to happen at the level of the community. And this can be through promotora networks or through health fairs. Also, it is necessary to increase the availability of blood pressure screening sites. And this can be in stores or at workplaces, since a lot of the women in Ciudad Juarez, they work in factories, maquilas, and also freestanding blood pressure kiosks. It is also necessary to design educational materials that help women, especially low literate women, to read the results of the blood pressure measurements. While our findings indicate that a lot of the activities, interventions should be done in the community level, it is also necessary to do some education with providers, both primary care and family planning providers. It is important to inform women that they need to share information about their medical conditions with all the providers that they see, but also it would be important for primary care physicians to be to acknowledge the contraceptive needs for these women who have contraindications. And also, more effort should be made to educate women about other contraceptive options, like non-estrogen containing pills, but also it's very necessary to import, to increase the availability and the funding for long-term methods, such as the IUD or sterilization services. Thank you. I want to acknowledge the co-authors that were involved in the study from the University of Texas at Austin and El Paso and the Universidad Autónoma de Ciudad Juárez and from IPT.